Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read out of the Old Testament, out of the book of Isaiah, and then out of the New Testament from the Gospel of John. First, out of Isaiah, chapter 40, beginning at verse 29. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord, or another translation, those who wait upon the Lord, will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And then out of the Gospel of John, chapter 12, beginning at verse 12. The next day, the news that Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem swept through the city, and a huge crowd of Passover visitors took palm branches and went down the road to meet him, shouting, "The Savior, God bless the King of Israel. Hail to God's ambassador." Jesus rode along on a young donkey, fulfilling the prophecy that said, "Don't be afraid of your king, people of Israel, for he will come to you meekly, sitting on a donkey's colt." In 1776, Thomas Paine wrote these words, "These are the times that try men's souls. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered, yet we have this consolation with us. The harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph." When these words appeared in print for the first time, General George Washington's troops were camped on the shore of the Delaware River across from Trenton, New Jersey. They were coming off a number of defeats, and numerous American volunteer soldiers had already quit the effort and had returned to their families. General Washington could foresee the revolution being fairly short-lived if the rest of the troops did the same thing and returned home when their commitment was over at the end of the year. They needed a boost. Somehow they needed a boost in morale. A win or two would be good, or the American Revolution would end as quickly as it had begun. Thomas Paine knew that as well. His book, Common Sense, had been the call that underscored the beginning of the revolution. As Washington's troops regrouped, Paine again rose to the challenge with his writings now called The American Crisis. On December 23, 1776, Washington ordered one of his men to read from the words of Paine's booklets. And he read this aloud to the men, beginning with this, "These are the times that try men's souls." And then he read more of what Paine had written. It had the hoped-for effect. That is exactly what General Washington had hoped for. The previously discouraged troops found the courage and the commitment and the hope needed to cross the frigid Delaware River to defeat the British, and the tide began to turn for America. This past week, we have begun to grasp the vast implications of this worldwide pandemic. Talented people in our country and all over the world are searching for treatments and an effective vaccine, but it'll take time. The statistics of those infected and lost in our country and around the world continue, unfortunately, to rise. We are now abiding by stay-at-home orders and diligently practicing physical social distancing while dealing with too many unknowns, raising doubt and fear within us to levels not often a part of the fabric of our lives. That is the picture before us. But there is something else for us to see, something else for us to embrace and to keep before us during these days. This next Sunday, on some form of online worship service in churches everywhere, millions around the world will pause to recognize Palm Sunday. That day, years ago, when the King of Kings made his triumphal entry step by step into the city of Jerusalem. As we read in the scripture from the Gospel of John a moment ago, those who greeted Christ lined the streets, waving palm branches and laying them on the road before him as he entered the city riding on a donkey's colt. In their minds, he was to become their ruler, the long-awaited Messiah, and would replace those who now govern them, and then all would be well in their lives. That's what they saw before them. But they would soon learn that Christ wouldn't sit on any man-made throne to run the government, ruling over their day-to-day lives. In one short week, they would learn what we know today, that his steps would take him to the cross, and then out of the empty tomb, and to his eternal seat with his Father, assuring our eternal hope. The message to us forever in that is this: to always look beyond a man riding on a donkey colt, to look beyond what the world always sees, and instead to see a Savior who came to assure us of eternal life with him on earth and through eternity. A Savior who came to call us time after time to rise to become all he created us to be, to see once again our need for him in good times and difficult times, to find our hope in him as he renews our strength no matter what we face and lifts us to soar on wings like eagles, to run and not grow weary, to walk and not be faint, no matter what is before us. And in moments like today, in this week, and in the days ahead, the true measure of our nation's strength and of each one of us individually and together is to be found in our relationship with that Savior who rode on the donkey, hung on the cross, and rose to leave an empty tomb behind. A relationship which gives us the strength and the courage to rise above the troubles of the day into all we were meant to be. And so, my friends, it's time to rise again. In the midst of all the rhetoric which seems to change and lessen who we are as a nation and people, today is the time to rise again. As we remember all those who have lost their lives and all those who now courageously stand in the gap to help and treat others in their time of need, today is the time to rise again. And for all those and more who have stood in the gap for us throughout history, for this great land, today is the time to remember that we have been here before and we will rise again, remembering and believing again in all that we are, striving to be the best we can be as a people and as a nation, and helping those around us and throughout the world to do the same. And it's especially a time to remember our need for God and time once again to rise again with him. In his remarks at the National Day of Prayer and Remembrance on Friday, September 14th, 2001, the late Reverend Billy Graham called us forth then and forever when he said, "Underneath the debris is the foundation that was not destroyed. Now we have a choice whether to implode and disintegrate emotionally and spiritually as a people and a nation, or whether we choose to become stronger through all of this struggle to rebuild on a solid foundation." Then he concluded by saying, "And I believe that we are in the process of starting to rebuild the foundation. That foundation is our trust in God." My friends, what we usually tend to see is what is right before us. And in these times, it tends to be the destructive path and uncertainty of a COVID-19 pandemic, which we don't have the answers for yet. But what we need to see is what will be and what we can be, to see where we should be going and who we should be going with, to see our need for God and to follow our God, whom Isaiah kept calling the Israelite nation back to, the God who gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. To see again the God who entered Jerusalem on that Palm Sunday over 2,000 years ago on a mission with an eternal purpose for you and for me. The God who always calls us from where we are to where we should be and to all he created us to be, who always wants more for us, to see beyond and then move past what is before us, beyond the doubt and the fear, to envision with him all that will be and all we can be individually and as a nation and a world. My friends, This is a time for American heroes. We will do what is hard. We always have. We will achieve what is great. We always have. This is a time for heroes everywhere around the world, and we will reach for the stars, and as we do together, we will touch the face of God. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this simple reminder that in the midst of whatever we face, you are there. You are the God who gives strength to us in our weariness, increases our power in our weakness, helps us to soar on wings like eagles, not by ourselves, but with you. Thank you for that. Thank you for this call for us to rise again, not by ourselves, but with you. Thank you for this reminder of our need for you in every setting, good and difficult times. Thank you for the reminder and your presence in our lives and every step we take and every breath we take, that you are our God and you are there for us to be with us, to rest with us, to walk with us, to lead us into a new day and the best that we can be. Thanks for loving us. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.